I'm talking about at the buzzer right there, baby.
205
is the buzzer.
At the yeah, you can't you get past 205, man. It stays with that D.
I think things have changed since the last time you got them rules, Ron.
Yeah.
Got to be a little closer than 5 from what I've been told.
I've been told 205 is the ending point. Supposed to be at the top
we're
of the
alley. You're going
to flirt with it, ain't you?
It's supposed to be from 55 to 05 is where it is. But whatever, whatever it is, first off, I just have to step in here on the not only, Tyler, did that man say he enjoys the traffic.
Enjoys the hell out of it.
Then he said the next step is to roll the window down. While inset traffic in Houston, Texas. That's what
it's not 100 degrees outside or anything.
There is a 75% chance you roll them windows down, you're going to get you a good, strong second wind of some of that Mary Jane, baby.
It's
the damnedest thing I've ever run. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I've lived in some places. I've traveled. I've been around it. I mean, I've been in clubs and bars with it. I like to think I've been around it quite a bit. Other than living in the house with it consistently, I've been around it quite a bit. There ain't nothing like rolling them windows down in traffic in H-Town and getting you a good whiff. It's the damnedest thing I've ever done, and I do it about twice a week.
Man, I ain't rolling my windows down for nothing.
You sissy.
As hot as it's hot. Yeah. Messing up that good air.
Come on, man. Look, heat ain't you trying to get a sweat anyway. Drop a couple LBs, man.
It's hot as hell. By the way, shout out to the Astros as they are looking to take this series. They win last night when Tyler doesn't bet on them. And they are up right now 4-1.
Tyler bet on them today,
though. Hey, bro, they're winning again today and then put money in my pocket.
Tyler's back on that train today, Ron.
It's just the third inning, so look out. But
doesn't change Altuve over 1.5 bases, mother effer.
Hey, he didn't need that, Ron. That's dirty. He didn't
doesn't
need that,
change
man.
Over 3.5 throws already hitting, sucker.
He is having a – he is absolutely on cloud 9 right now, and you just poked the damn balloon.
Don't
you ain't worth
the $350
damn, man.
In my pocket on a Wednesday afternoon.
Well, you're in the green yesterday. That's the question. Was you in the green?
Yes.
Yesterday?
Damn right I
he
was.
He told me I can bet today. If this score holds up, I can bet. Problem is, there ain't a game.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
We are good for so him. Back.
As you said, he had a little cash on bases with Jose Altuve. Altuve hits a 3-run blast, and then Cam Smith just runs into an out at the plate with a chance to add to this lead. But it is 4-1 in the third inning. I almost cussed right there, and I ain't got a number.
Did he get him? Wait a minute. Did he get him?
We'll see.
Did he touch a jersey? I think. Hey, let's earmuff this thing.
We'll look at it.
No,
we'll take a look at it. I think he was out.
We got Dubon in an aggressive batting stance. Clearly, they ain't reviewing that one.
Yeah, they're not reviewing anything.
I mean, the ball hit hard at a third baseman playing in. We return to the bag, don't we?
I don't know, man. Who knows what Cam's doing, man? Gary Pettis is somewhere yelling it.
Pettis said, I'd have had you back. I'd have had you back.
Felt that windmill.
Gary Pettis said, you wouldn't even have been at third right now. I'd have sent your ass a long time ago.
Be home with the kids.
I'd have sent your ass a long time ago. But no, they lead 4-1 to go ahead and try to take this series. And Ryan Gusto is pitching pretty well. He's giving up one run, but pitching pretty well here as the Astros are looking to take this series and kind of get things going again before they head on the road coming up. But there's a lot going on with the Astros, and this is a day that Cheryl and Tyler and we're all hands on deck. We're going to be on it. I'm sure certain listeners will be helping out as well. But it's a big day. The trade deadline comes up tomorrow, and we're hearing all kinds of news. Hearing all kinds of news about the Astros and players that they may be connected to. We will get into all of that as we continue. But anytime we hear anything breaking, we will punch the gun in. I just made that phrase up, but we will punch the gun in
good.
to let you know what is happening if there is any news with the Astros adding players to their roster.
We're 27 hours in, boys. I mean, we are inside 27 hours from the trade deadline, 5:00 tomorrow. Ooh,
that's Altuve's number. That could mean something right now.
Well, I didn't. I mean, you are really Altuve horny right now, but I don't blame you. Made you a few bucks.
It's picking up too.
Come on, man.
It's picking up.
Baseball boner.
Yes. Yeah, it's picking up. We've heard some guys connected, pitchers with the Astros connected, said it's all but a done deal. So we'll let you know the latest there coming up. But day seven in camp ahead of an off day as they are in pads. They've been in pads all week. And we talked about it a little bit during the crosstalk, Clint. If yesterday was appearing to be a step forward for the offense in playing better, looking better, getting more things done, it appears today was maybe back to the way it has been. Your assessment of what you saw today, training camp day seven.
Well, Ron, I'll say it several times today. Today was a great day for what I mentioned yesterday in terms of C.J. Stroud's reps. I thought he got several reps. He threw the deep ball today. I thought today was much, much better. So everybody relax a little bit on that front. Number two, on a less positive perspective here, the pass protection was absolutely awful. And for those out there that didn't like our conversation about Will Anderson needing to relax a little bit, back off a little bit, well, I think it's blatantly
ass crybabies.
Fair, very fair, Tyler. Thank you for saying that. I think it's very obvious that 55 and 51 are getting removed from practice so simply the offense can execute a little something and they have a chance. So,
oh, you were seeing that today. That they were taking him out.
No question. I mean, the reality of it is the offense, the protection, the offensive pass protection. Now, again, I don't know what's going on in the run game, but today was a pass-heavy day. C.J. Stroud had four reps in the first team period, 4 of 10, by the way. That's 40%. 4 of 10 in the second team period. That's 40%.
Be careful now here, Dirty. You're telling the folks what you saw with your eyeballs, how many reps was Stroud, and everything. People are going to get upset. You got to be careful.
There's some sensitive folks out there that like to challenge me. But however, there was four reps in two different team settings. There were six passes called, and I would say I'm being generous. There was three sacks, if not four sacks. Definitely pressures in those reps, and so it was a pass heavy day. And I would say a not very good day for the pass protection. Even when they put, again, I keep talking about 52. He's coming now. He's jumping off the field. For me, he's jumping off the field. He even made some nice pass rushes against Arionte Ursary today that were a little suspect. So yeah, it was a rough day for the offense in terms of pass protection, no doubt. The interesting thing is you got a bunch of people watching practice. That would say, well, boy, old Dalton Schultz caught a good ball today and turned it up the sideline and outran C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which I don't know if he outran him, but was kind of a ha-ha-hee-hee right there on the sideline. Well, in reality, that was a sack 2 seconds before the ball was thrown. So it's
not 2 seconds.
Well, it's nice. I mean, it's great. I get it. It's fun, but you got some folks that are taking shots out there that at the end of the day, I mean – it was a sack. You can keep the play rolling if you want to for feel-good reasons, but the reality was that the pass protection was rough today, brother.
That would have been another quarterback hit. And, yeah, okay, it's just day three of camp.
Is that what we're doing now? It's just day three of pads? It's the seventh practice. It's the third day of pads.
You're trying to get clicks with this, man.
Yeah. By the way, Davis Mills threw two picks as well today in his eight reps. So it was a rough go for the offense.
I did. I saw somebody, I can't remember who it was, said Graham Mertz is playing well, but too bad. There's no chance that he could compete to take the job of Davis Mills, who is locked in as the backup quarterback. So
yeah, Davis Mills has been really good up to date, but today was a rough day for Davis Mills. I mean, he threw two interceptions in eight reps. C.J. Stroud got sacked at least three times, if not four, in eight reps. So, I mean, it was a rough go for the offense there to start out. And then once they got to moving the football a little bit, they had a team three session and a team four session where one of those was a two-minute drill. It got a tad bit better, but it was still a rough day for the offense. There's no doubt about it, Ron. What we talked about the first week of camp in a sense of, this is an offense that's in the infancy stages of installing the terminology and the scheme and everything, and this is a defense that's championship-caliber defense. That is a major problem for the Texans, right?
Well, I mean, Jarrett Verse is going to be a major problem for him,
no
though.
Question.
Week one. I mean, that D-line from the Rams is one of the best D-lines in football. So, I mean, this is going to be something they're going to have to deal with.
Agree, Ron, wholeheartedly. That is why these guys get paid the money they get paid, right, is exactly what you just said. Is how does D'Amico manage that dynamic during training camp? And then how does Nick Caley handle it when rubber meets the road and you've got to play these guys? Because I think two of the first three games, you got a pretty serious defensive front coming at you. So, you know, how do you handle it? I think is definitely something to look out for. But right now, when you look at it, it's we've got to get this offense installed. And it looks like D'Amico is leaning towards calling the dogs off a little bit.
Now, as someone texted in, is our defense just that good or our offense just that bad? Listen, I think the defense is really, really good, and I think that's what Clint is saying. The combination is a thing that is maybe set up for this, but at some point it does need to even out. But I will say that defense, from videos and things we watch, they look really confident, and I would say I think they would do this to a lot of offenses right now. I think they would probably make a lot of offenses today look bad.
Yeah, look,
their defense.
Ron,
I do want to say that.
No question, this defense is really, really good. That is the part of the Houston Texans that I don't think we have any – there's no debating. Like, the Texans' defense is really good at all three levels. The secondary is absolutely eating. They're really good at the number one corner, number two corner spot. They're really good at the nickel defender spot. They're really good at their top two safety spots. In fact, Kalen Bullock has been the brightest player in this camp. The pass rush is absolutely ridiculous. They can play off of each other. They can be multiple. This defense is absolutely ridiculous, no question about it. But as we have these conversations, get your feelings out of this and just have a conversation about what the Texans are doing in training camp. The dynamic is you're trying to install an offense and you've got a championship caliber defense. That is a bad combination, right? Because you got to call the dogs off. Like, at any point in time, if D'Amico Ryans wants to boost the confidence of his defense, he unleashes them dogs and they eat. There's no question about it. Offensively, you can't go into every single day of training camp and go, how can we get D'Amico? I mean, how can we get Nico Collins the football, right? How can we get Christian Kirk matched up in the slot against the defender? That's not how you install an offense, right? So that's the difference, is you got a defense at any point in time, if they need confidence, we can turn this thing up a notch and we can eat, and it gets ugly real quick. Offensively, you're methodically trying to install something. You're not trying to get your playmakers the football, right? I mean, that's the difference, and that's the dynamic that they've got to juggle throughout training camp.
No, yeah, and they're juggling it. But as we said, it's day three, and yes, it is early for some. And some of you have expressed when you, I know Clint, you said about 2 weeks is when your concern levels would change.